The verse is Yatachitam Samadatum Na Shaknoshi Mayi Stiram Abhyasya Abhasya Yogena Tato Mam Ichapatum Dananjaya. And the translation of this is, my dear Arjuna, this is Krishna speaking. He said, O winner of wealth, if you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, then follow the regulative principles of bhakti yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. So here, Krishna, he's giving alternatives. See, the word yoga means to link, right? Ultimately with the Supreme. The purpose of yoga is to link with Krishna through thoughts, through actions, through offerings. You see? Nowadays, yoga, at least here in America, it's become more or less known as gymnastics. And that's part of yoga. But as you read here in the Bhagavad Gita, the yoga has three basic divisions. There's hatha yoga for the health of the body, right? Like we see in the studios. There's jnana yoga. Jnana yoga means to be able to distinguish reality from illusion. Just like we think we're this body, when actually we're not. Okay? Just like when our, kids go to college nowadays, you know. So there's no department that teaches who we are. So the kids come to a point where it is, well, whoever I am or whatever I am, I could sure use some money. And then everybody goes, oh, you need money. Okay, great. We got this nice master's program. Don't worry, it only costs about $150,000. So we open ourselves up to a lot of exploitation, is the point I'm making, when we don't know who we are. See, it's natural that if we know who we are and we know what the goal of life is, then there's like a natural means to attain that goal. So if we think we're this body, then we consider that the goal of life is to satisfy the senses of the body. And then to satisfy the senses, we become entangled in so much material activity. But what Krishna explains is that the purpose of life is actually to become happy. Right? Wouldn't you guys agree with that? You all want to be happy? Nobody wakes up in the morning and wants to be frustrated. Yeah, we all want to be happy. It doesn't matter if you're American or Indian or a child or adult. You see, we all want to be happy. So Krishna, he explains that if we try to become happy with material things, the problem is that everything material is temporary. So if we try to become happy with something that's temporary, our happiness is also temporary. So when happiness comes to an end, how do you feel? This is a good question for children. I work a lot with kids. Usually they say, unhappy. We feel sad. Krishna, he says, Rajaguna, he says, Kama Esha Krodha Esha Rajaguna Samadbhava. He said that we will become frustrated, then we'll become angry, and then we'll become depressed and delusioned and bewildered. Right? Anyone ever ask you that question? Why are you always so angry? You're such a nice Hindu. Why are you angry all the time? Right? So Krishna's explaining that's because we're looking for happiness from temporary things. So what Krishna explains to Arjuna, he says, achinta bed abeda tattva. He says that there's an inconceivable, simultaneous difference between us and the Supreme. So that sounds very complicated, but actually it's very simple. Just like a drop of ocean water, it has all the qualities of the ocean. It's liquid and it's salty. But the drop is very small. It's infinitesimal. Where the ocean is infinite. So the same way we have all the qualities of Krishna, we are conscious, we are loving, we have intelligence, right? But we are very small, and Krishna is very unlimited. You see? She doesn't bother me. That child doesn't bother me at all. You see? So because we have the same quality, you see, there's a simultaneous oneness in quality, and there's a difference in quantity. Achinta bheda abheda tattva means simultaneous oneness in quality and difference in quantity. But because we have the same quality as the Lord, when we place ourselves or we keep ourselves in a spiritual environment, we become peaceful and happy. Just like I give you a very, very striking example. Like sometimes I go to Vrindavan, to Krishna's birthplace. So I'm sure all of you have had this experience. So you go like to the villages in India, right? And like, for example, you know, I'm the rich American, right? So I'm driving along in the car and I pull up to, it was a train stop, right? The train track. And then a group of local villagers pulled up on a tractor, right? They were working in the field. They pulled up on a tractor. So there was about 10 people on the tractor. Good night, guys. About 10 people on the tractor, and I was sitting in a car, right? We were going off to where Nandagram is, where Krishna's father's palace is. So I rolled down the window, and I said, Jai Radhe. And then all the villagers on the tractor, 10 of them sitting on the tractor, they're like so lighthearted. They go, Jai Radhe, Haribo. And everybody is so lighthearted and happy. You see? So the point I'm trying to make is a lot of times we become captured by corporate psychology and we live our lives over-endeavoring for mundane things that are very difficult to achieve. Because if it was the mundane thing that was giving us happiness, why are those village people so much happier? And even I'm practicing Krishna consciousness, right? So what Krishna is teaching is simple living, high thinking. What we're learning here in the Western lifestyle, right, is high living, simple thinking. Who are you? I don't know. But I do know I need the most expensive car, the biggest house, the biggest cell phone, the best cell phone I need. I have a long list of things I need. And see, the problem is that we're always being promised happiness. What Krishna is teaching is how to be happy right here, right now, within ourselves. You see? But if you look at the materialistic society, they're always promising you happiness. Once you graduate, you'll be happy. Then after you graduate, now once you get a good job, you will be happy. Then once you get a good partner, then you'll be happy. Then once you have your children, then it's always a promise for the future. And we're working, 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 but we're always feeling something is missing in our lives. Right? You'll see people here so wealthy and they're just fighting, they're divorced, you know, big, big house, and they're just living there with one dog. Really, it's true. You see, they don't have the family around them or anything because the people are not peaceful. They're stressed. So how to create that peaceful atmosphere? That's what Krishna's talking about here. Now, see, a lot of times Indian people, they become frightened or they become, they misunderstand this. Krishna is not telling us to give up material things. See, usually when you get to this point of this in the philosophy, people are thinking, oh, that means that we should become sadhus, we should go to the forest, we should give up our families or give up our jobs, you know, and just live like that. But the Lord's not teaching that. Arjuna actually asks that question. You guys all know the Mahabharata, right? So he's saying, better I go to the forest than to kill my grandfather, Bhishma Dev, or my teacher, right? Dronacharya, right? But Krishna says no. He said, if you go to the forest, you're still going to be a warrior, you're still going to be a world leader. So what Krishna, he is not telling you to give up your Lexus and go drive a motor rickshaw. Krishna is not saying that. What Krishna is teaching us is to take everything. Actually, Krishna wants us to utilize everything in the world, but to utilize it in a way that uplifts people, that improves the world, that allows us to connect with the Supreme Lord. See, usually when people practice religion, it doesn't matter if it's a Hindu or a Christian or anybody, whoever it may be, we usually are trying to get material things from the Lord. Okay, we're praying for to graduate, we're praying, you know the whole system. So now Prabhupada gives this example of a prison. So now just imagine for a minute, like we're all in prison. So there's a class C prison, class B prison, and class A prison. So class C prison, you have to sleep on the cement, there's no heating and air conditioning, you just get dry bread, you're in solitary confinement, you can't see anybody, right? But if you're really good, you can move to class B. So in class B prison, right, you get a little mattress, you get some lettuce and tomatoes with your dry bread. You can go outside once a week and play volleyball inside the barbed wire, right? But if you're really good, you can move to class A prison. Class A prison means you get an LED screen. You get a nice mattress. You can get whatever you want to eat. You can get rotis, right? And sabji. And you can see your family once a week, right? You can go online 45 minutes, right? You have access to a health club area inside the prison. Okay, now, if you're really smart, what do you want? Huh? Freedom. You hear what she's saying? You want to get out of prison, right? So here's what we're doing. We're coming to the Lord and we're asking Him, please, my Lord, class A prison looks so good to me. Can I please move to class A prison? And Krishna's saying, hey, you guys, you know, there's like an eternal spiritual world where I'm sporting, and actually I love you guys more than my own life and soul, and your real eternal family is there, and there's like all these wonderful activities like you see in the pictures, right? So Krishna, what he's asking us is, you know, try to give up that selfish nature and replace it with our original loving nature. You see? So our acts of devotion, they actually allow us to be ourselves for a change. Right? There's no reason to become anybody else. All those positions are already taken. Self-realization means, like, you know, being ourselves for a change. The problem is we're being distracted. Have you guys ever been distracted before? Right, that's life, right? We're going from one distraction to the next, right? But so Krishna consciousness, like chanting the holy name. Actually, I'm getting to this point because the whole, you know, culture is meant to create a spiritual environment for us wherever we go, whether we're at home, we're in the temple, we're in the office, we're wherever we may be, right? We're meant to be connected to the Lord. So the simple and most sublime method to do that is by chanting Krishna's name. Sound, it affects us more than anything else, right? You see? Like if someone tells you that they love you, right? It affects us. It affects us. So when we chant Krishna's name, Krishna is absolute. He's present in His name. You see? The difference between material sound or mantras, I'm sorry, material sound vibration and spiritual sound vibration or mantras, is that mantras are absolute. So just like if you're thirsty, right, and you say Coca-Cola, 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 will that quench your thirst? No. Right? So material things and the name of something and the material object are different, just like we're different from this body. Right? If I'm calling you, hey, Indian man, Indian, right? That's not who you are. American. You see? Now, we do have primary names and secondary names. Just like, for example, you do have, like, the President of the United States. right? And then he has a name, right? Or the Prime Minister of India, right? Right? Prime Minister Modi, right? He's working a lot with our movement in India. So the primary name is Prime Minister Modi. The secondary name is Prime Minister of India, right? You see? So my point is that material things and their names are different. But Krishna is absolute. So when you say Krishna, Krishna is present. Thanks for coming in, you guys. So, but when you call somebody's name, right? Now let's just say you do it in an official way. Like you guys have traveled internationally, right? So you go through immigration and someone says, "Are you Mr. and Mrs. Patel?" Right? So they just say it in an official way, right? So, you know, you say, "Yes, I am," and they stamp your passport, right? And you just go. There's like almost no connection there, right? Very little. But if somebody calls your name with a lot of love, right? Then immediately, just like if somebody that you really love calls you on the phone, what do? You answer, right? Because you're so happy. Because there's a bond of love there, right? Now, if somebody that you don't like calls you on the phone, do you have a phone? You will, don't worry. Now, if somebody you don't like calls you on the phone, what do? You let it ring a few more times, right? So the Lord is the same way. See, sometimes, you know, people talk about regulations, you know, we shouldn't criticize others, we shouldn't kill animals, we shouldn't do this, we shouldn't do that. All of those should nots are meant to actually soften our heart so that we can love one another and love the Lord. Right? All the should nots are actually meant to give up selfishness. So when we call Krishna's name with love, and Krishna's present. The more love that we have for Krishna, Krishna's devotees, Krishna's creation, right? His living beings, his children, the more Krishna becomes present within our lives. And ultimately, it comes to the point where Krishna cannot live without us. Even though actually he's not living without us. Krishna loves us so much, he's present within everyone's heart. Krishna never leaves us even for a millisecond. Krishna's providing everything for us, the sunshine, the air, the ability to see, to speak, to think. All of this is going on by Krishna's love for us. So it's not, Krishna is present always with us. And he's within every atom, he's within everyone's heart. But he's also Krishna Bhagavan. He lives in the spiritual world in Goloka Vrindavan. And he's calling us to come to him. That's what the Bhagavad Gita is. Krishna's saying, "Look, you guys, I'm here for you. Just come to me." So it's simple instruction. You guys know it. It's the culture, the spiritual culture of India. But if you increase that connection to Krishna by chanting, you see, chanting is the Yuga Dharma. Chanting is the most powerful means to revitalize that spiritual consciousness, you see. So you take a little time every morning, a little bit in the evening, 15 minutes, whatever you have, you know, and chant. You see, and Krishna, he's there. Immediately Krishna will reciprocate, like, "Oh my God, they're calling my name. I'm so happy." Okay, so I'll stop here. Thanks so much, you guys. It's really nice to have all of you here tonight. It really is. And nice to see you guys after some time, huh? I've been working and you guys moved far away, right? Frisco? Carrollton, so. Yeah. Anyway, you look good. Nice to see you here. How's Krishna doing? I remember you got the Radha Krishna deities. They're in your home. Yeah, you showed me that picture. That was beautiful. See, she even has a deity like in our temple of Radha and Krishna, deities of Radha and Krishna in her home. So she offers her food to them and takes care of them. So that's even addition to chanting, you know. Yeah, the temple was really a way to learn how to live with Krishna. You know, like if someone, one of your best friends came to visit you, right? So what would you expect? They'd probably bring you some flowers, maybe some sweets, right? They'd ring your doorbell, right? So Krishna's like that. You know, we're bringing flowers to him, we're ringing his doorbell, we're offering things to Krishna. And Krishna's reciprocating, right? Just like when someone comes to your home, you cook for them. So you come to the temple, right? Have you guys ever gone away hungry? Right? There's at least something to eat here all the time. Look at me, I'm getting so fat living nearby here. So it's time for the artik. Now there's going to be a short artik for about 10 minutes, a dupe artik. I'm going to sing a little bit with the harmonium. You're welcome to join us. Otherwise, thank you so much for coming. Hare Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhuvutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namaste Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Prachamri Nivasesha Sunyavari Pashatadesha Tavarini Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasari Gopra Bhakta Vrinda. I'm singing these two mantras here at the Shri Krishna and the Hare Krishna. You're welcome to sing along.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, everybody. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody, Hare Krishna. Okay, here's a melody from Krishna's Vrindavan.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Papa. Hare Krishna, Papa. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Papa. Hare Rama, Papa. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, everybody. Hare Krishna, Papa. Hare Krishna, Papa. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. That's it. Hare Rama, Baba. Hare Rama, Baba. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Nirama, Nirama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Nirama, Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Krishna. Thank you very much. Shri Radha Kalachandji ki jai. Go Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi.